This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Thursday, as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity going back to last weekend. They include a nuisance complaint. Officers initiated activity on 20th Street. Excessive amounts of smoke from a wood-burning stove. Oh, no. And this at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Get that wood-burning stove going. The wood was a little wet. Come on. How long's it going to last? So I can handle it. Parking problem, Riverview Drive. RP says there's a silver Volvo outside of her house. It's been there for more than a few months. Assistance, Kevin. Sounds like a sticker to me, Ross.
Yeah.
Get that sticker book out.
Man, we know a sticker will fix anything.
It does. And it is a frowny face pumpkin is what it is. So, let's see. Traffic complaint, Beck Avenue, driver cited for driving with no valid driver's license, citation issued. Usually you can get away with, oh, I left it at home.
All right.
Yeah, but not this one. So, let's see, suspicious activity, Baker Drive. RP says that he hears a female moaning to the south of his house, but he didn't see anyone. Disposition, unable to locate. A moaner, Russ.
Due south.
Yeah. And her name happens to be Moni. We don't know. So, let's see. Property damage. Juby's Trailer Court. RP states that someone shot his home with a shotgun. Disposition. See case. That was part of the crime spree that was going on. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
As if life in Juby's weren't tough enough already.
I know. Then theft, Stampede Avenue. RP needs to report theft. Same one. So, suspicious activity, Cooper Lane. Two subjects, male jeans, black hoodie with a backpack, and a female. So, he was adorned with a female. Disposition, assistance given, because they're suspicious. So,
well, I hope she wasn't in the backpack.
No, and this occurring at 10 o'clock in the morning, suspicious hour. So, assist other agency, milepost 3, possible ready report, silver GMC trying to ram a vehicle in front of them. Assistance, Kevin. Traffic complaint, Walmart, red Ford, heading west, turning into the Exxon. Vehicle was seen swerving all over the road. Pulled into the Parkway campground. I'd be willing to sign a complaint. I got my pen out. It's already clicked. I'm ready. Parking problem. Stampede. Trailer park with firewood for sale. There you go. That's what leads to the smoke complaints. There you go. Let's see. Theft. Walmart. Two for shoplifting. Walking eastbound. Front sidewalk. Male, black hat, shirt, black hoodie, female, black coat, gray hoodie, disposition, C case. And I think this was part of the same and crime spree people.
Those three, they got around.
They did. They were moving.
Pal, Cody, Beacon Hill, Walmart.
Yeah. Suspicious activity, Stedman Street, delayed. Male going door to door saying he's from Spectrum trying to see if people will switch carriers. Disease carrier. Wearing a black coat with Spectrum written on it. Carrying a black tablet. Male on foot. RP not sure if he was driving a vehicle. Didn't see one. Disposition informational. Tough to be a door to door person nowadays, Russ.
Yeah, well, you got to have a 6-foot arm to knock on that door.
Yeah, you do. Or you knock on the door and then you run back. So, suspicious activity, Maverick South. RP says there's a man out in front asking for a ride to Denver. See, case.
How about down the block?
Yeah, that's it. No, he wants to go to Denver. So.
Good Lord.
Miscellaneous assistance, 29th Street. RP says the state hospital is trying to harm her by saying the coronavirus isn't real, so she'll get infected with it. Unable to assist. Yeah, that's beyond our realm, said the Cody Police Department. You need to talk to somebody else. So.
Now, just put your tinfoil hat back
on. Put it back
and
on.
Relax.
Yeah. Let's see. Property damage. Maverick North. RP would like an officer to come take a look at a video of two customers on a horse inside the store. See, case. What case you got today, Bob? I got the guys who rode a horse into Maverick.
Right. And that's one cleanup on aisle three you do not want to get.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to deal with that. No. So, and you're not maintaining a social distance if you're on a horse inside of a Maverick. Oh.
Burritos. My horse likes burritos.
And this, like, at 3 in the afternoon. So, oh, yeah, somebody just, yeah. And you have to have someone hold the door open for you. I'm going to hold it open for this young lady and this horse.
And this is definitely, you know, 3 o'clock. They could be drunk at 3, but it's definitely something you want to be drunk for.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're telling the story. God, were you drunk? No, I was completely sober.
No, you don't want to say that.
No.
Then people will think, oh, you're just a crazy person.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Miscellaneous assistance, Cody Law Enforcement Center. RP was released from jail. Would like his belongings. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. Okay, here
you go. I thought they were supposed to give them back to you in that big envelope.
Yeah, usually. But fraud-related, McDonald's counterfeit $20 bill. So, disposition. See, case. So, actually, now people are, well, you stay at home, you got that printer right there. Yeah, let's try this out. And who's going to be dumb enough to take this counterfeit? Oh, let's go to McDonald's. So, miscellaneous assistance, Rumsey, RP requesting speed trailer at his residence due to construction detours. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So, people are seeing increased traffic on streets that they didn't have before, and people are zipping around the construction, and this guy wants a speed trailer. That always jumps out and stops people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Animal stray, two dogs. Traffic stop, red light violation, warning issued. So I didn't see it. So assist other agency, Cody High School. Subject hasn't been in school for the last 3 days. Disposition, assistance given. This is on March 4th, so yeah, we went back a ways. So,
well, he was just ahead of the curve.
Yeah, I don't know why this one popped up, March 4th. It's out of order, Russ. So yeah, if he was already self-quarantining, so give him a medal. So let's see. A trespass complaint. RP wants her mom trespassed from her residence. Disposition, assistance, Kevin.
Well, if you're 8, that probably won't fly.
Yeah, that doesn't work. So
if you're over 21, maybe.
No. Let's see. Trespass. Traffic stop at the Cody Law Enforcement Center. Driver warned for failure to signal. At the law enforcement center.
You're driving past the jail.
Yeah.
Can't be bothered to use that turn signal.
And there's cops leaving that place. You know, it's time to go to work. Hey, wait a minute. So, traffic stop, Maverick North. Driver arrested on an Alabama warrant. See case. So, usually it has, most of the Alabama crimes have something to do with a squirrel, Russ. So you don't know.
He's now off to the Alabama Slammer.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a sweet place.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Motor vehicle crash. Walgreens, RP says the vehicle was struck on Saturday. Disposition, CKs. You get a number of people in that Walgreens parking lot, and they basically put the stripes in for smaller cars.
Yeah.
And you get your big pickup. It's just little chaos inside there. Mm-hmm. So, suspicious activity at Willow Fence Tea Room on Stampede Avenue. I haven't been to a tea room in a while, so I wonder if they're one of the businesses that are required to stay open.
You haven't been back ever since you found out all they serve is tea.
Yeah. RP thinks there might be people squatting at this residence or drugs in the residence. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. Either squatters or drugs, Russ.
Huh.
Yeah. Threats, Juby's trailer court. RP says that a Walmart employee is threatening her via social media.
You stay out of housewares. Or else. What?
I don't know which Walmart employee this is or why they had to bring it up as a Walmart employee.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Suspicious activity on Shadow Street. Ooh. That's where suspicious activity should begin.
Yes.
RP states that while he was home and the dog started barking, and as he made to the back door, the door was open.
Ah!
This position informational. Only the shadow knows. So
get him, Scruffy.
Let's see. Theft. Cody Middle School. Theft of cash. Doesn't say. Sometimes it's a teacher. Sometimes it's a student. You don't know. trespass complaint. Mountain View Manor. RP would like to have an individual trespass from Mountain View Manor. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. We get a lot of those.
Yeah.
So. Fraud related. Issue with trail. RP's computer compromised by an online account scam.
Ah!
Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Let's see. Traffic complaint. Small Wonders childcare. Delayed by 1 hour. Male driver swerving in and out of traffic. Disposition unable to assist. So turned out to be a toddler. Yeah.
They're horrible drivers.
Yeah. Child welfare. Bleistein. RP says him and his dad got into an argument that led him getting slapped. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Probably deserved it.
I want him charged with felony slapping.
And that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. Don't bring your horse in, they'll deliver over at Aldridge's. Sure to do that. Anyway, appreciate the Cody Police Department. Busy over there in Cody.
Yeah.
For today's Police Blotter Report.